Welcome to Accelerate Your Destiny. So how do we have these successful businesses but still find the time to take care of ourselves? We'll be talking about that in today's episode. So you've probably heard people say things like, team, no sleep. Don't sleep if you want to be successful. Or I'll sleep when I'm dead. Or, you know, I mean, we've heard so many different cliches about business and taking care of yourself or the lack thereof in order to achieve. And I believe strongly that there are some sacrifices that must be made in order to have a successful business. But what I want to do today is I really want to focus on making sure that you understand how important it is for you to take care of yourself in order to have a successful business. I believe this. Rest builds capacity. I'll say that again. Rest builds capacity. You have to make sure that you are rested before you're able to have the capacity that you need to have a successful business. Now, I'm not just talking about sleep, even though that's a large part of rest. I'm also talking about making sure that, you know, you just take time to sit and to meditate and to do the things that are necessary for you to recharge. So let's talk a little bit about some of the ideas or the tips that I have for you. One of the things that is important when we're looking at how we're developing and what we're doing to make sure that we are taking care of ourselves is knowing what we need in order to do that. Everyone is different. So there may be suggestions about sitting in a hot tub or going to the gym. You know, there is a wide an array of things that we have access to. But you have to know you. And you have to know what you need. And you don't need to feel shame or embarrassed because yours does not look like someone else's. So how aware are you of yourself to make sure that you're doing what's needed for you? How much are you doing it? How much are you engaged in the things that energize you? And how much are you engaged in the things that actually zap your strength? Engaged in the things that bring you frustration or anger or bitterness. So make sure that you know what you need specifically in order to bring you joy, motivation. Are you afraid to spend time alone with your thoughts? Are you afraid of what you could be thinking? And so much so that you don't want to spend that time in the quiet space that you need. Most of us need that quiet space. Now, there are some people out there that are saying, Kashana, I can't be in quiet space. I need to have loud. I need to have music. I need to have people around me. And that is perfectly fine. Again, knowing what you need to bring you that energy is so very important. If you're an extrovert, you need people. If you're an introvert, you need silence. I happen to be both and. I love people, but I'm energized by the silence. So I want to encourage you to know that about yourself, especially when we're talking about self-care. Another thing I want to encourage you to do is just soak. And when I talk about soak, I'm talking about whether it's, you know, music or meditation, whatever it is that brings food, if you will, to your soul. That's taking care of you. That's taking care of you. Your thoughts are racing, but being able to soak and sit still will bring you that peace that you need in order to engage in the goals that you have for your business. When we're talking about building capacity, all of these things play a part in building your capacity. And if you're not doing them often, you'll find yourself in places where you're burned out, where you just want to give up, you know, where you're just not satisfied because your core values are not aligned with what you're doing in your business. That's a whole different time that we have to talk about that. But it is important to have those personal core values, and they do align with your business values. If not, you'll find yourself in a space where you're frustrated and you want to give up. Self-care is staying true to who you are, the core of who you are, your non-negotiables, and making sure they are practiced on a daily basis. Rest should be a core value. Taking time to make sure that you engage in the things that allow your mind and your spirit to just sit back and take in everything around you. Another way to take care of yourself is to breathe. Go ahead and try it now. Deep breaths. You may try to, you know, go in, take it in for 3 or 4 and come out with 4 or 5. Whatever it is you need to do to re-engage in your thought process. As you can see, there is a strong tie here between taking care of yourself and being intentional about that before you even get into the business of it. I want you to know how important it is for you to take care of you. And some of us have children, we have parents, you know, we're just caretakers for everyone else. But if you don't take care of you, everything else falls apart. We often hear the story of being on an airplane and how it's important to make sure that the oxygen mask is on your face before you put it on anyone else. I submit to you the same scenario. Make sure that you are taking care of yourself before committing to take care of others. Because when you make the commitment, you must then manage your yes. I hope today is that day where you make the decision. I hope today is that day where you sit back and say, today it's about me and that's okay. There is no guilt. There is no shame. But this is what I need for me. And as you take that moment, make sure that you keep that moment at the forefront of your mind because you're going to need it every day so that you don't get distracted. Until next time. So here's the question. How do we get started with this? What do we need to do to make sure that I am engaging in self-care? Take out time. Dedicate time. Make an appointment with yourself. That's right. That's right. Listen, and some of us need to start at 15 minutes. Some of us can work it up to 30. Some of us can take an hour. But it's all about you. Now, that can look differently to different people. You know, again, find out what engages you, what motivates you. When you know that, start there. But make sure that time is untouched, not disturbed or interrupted time. Okay? That is your homework for this episode. I invite you to follow me on my social media platforms. I am on Facebook, Instagram, as well as LinkedIn. We have content going out daily for both your professional as well as your personal growth. I'll see you there.